You open your eyes to the gentle chime of branches swaying back and forth. The water and the waves can be heard nearby. The cover of shade comforts you from an intense summer heat. In your hands lay a journal, bound by leather and string. You drop the book and raise your hands to wipe your face, which is covered by the remnants of long dried tears. You stand on your feet, take a few deep breaths, and begin to walk towards daylight. As you come to grasp your surroundings, you find yourself standing on a vast, empty shore. Off to the horizon, the sun begins to sink behind the mountain divide. The celestial clash explodes into an array of colors blanketing across the sky. Waves continue their gentle crash on the sand as the ocean breeze rushes a collection of palm trees behind you. The wind flows through your hair, whispering to you in a tone long forgotten. Then, a sudden stir in your spirit causes you to look to your side. You see a lone rider dashing towards you, seemingly straight out of the sun. Traveling at an immense speed, the rider slides to a halt 50 feet in front of you. As the figure leaps off their steed, you see it is a man. He is tall, muscular, and imposing. He moves like a predator, graceful, dangerous. His skin is dark, almost black under the shadow of his cowboy hat. He seems ageless, though his mustache is mostly gray. He displays an assortment of battered leather armor, sturdy spurred riding boots that overlap his legs, and a katana on his back, and a six-shooter on his hip. They are all well cared for, but well used, just like him. He frightens you. Then you look into this man's eyes, and they are truly windows to his soul. He is a warrior. He has seen and caused death. His soul feels old, as though he knows things of the world that others do not. And his eyes seem to glow, a gentle pulsating cobalt sheen, so subtle you aren't even sure if it's there. You also sense a tenderness about this man, an aura of love and goodness that calls to you. He smiles at you and pulls a withered dandelion from the brim of his hat. He looks at it carefully, and then as he holds it out to you, he says, "Endeavor forever." Do you take his hand?